Okay, beginning now the first parak of Maseiros Yesharim. So the Ramchal has described for us until now why it's a great idea, to be talking about person Seferos Hashem, what does it mean to work on ourselves, etc., both Hamusar, etc., and now he tries to describe what that really looks like. And he writes, and he begins the following, as follows. Yisod HaChasidus V'Shorash HaAvoda HaTamim Mahu, the foundation of being a chassid, he means a chassid, a pious, holy person. V'shorash avodah, the foundation of avodas Hashem, who she's baravis ames etzal adam, that something should become barur, clear, right, and true to a person. You should have a clarity. Machavaso balamo, what is it that he or she is being asked to do? What's our responsibility in the world? L'matzarech shiyasim abato magamaso b'chol ashehu amel b'chol koyamechav, to know how I should direct my vision. What am I looking at? What are my goals? What are my aspirations? Person wants to know, right? If a person wants to be successful as an Ovid Hashem, they have to know where they should be focused. And what is that which Chazal teaches us? He says, "She'adam lo nivra ella." A person was created for one purpose, and we're going to explain what this means. It's a little confusing. He says, or counterintuitive, person is created why? Lihisaneg al Hashem v'lehanos b'ziv shchinaso, to enjoy being in Hashem's presence, and to, sort of like bask in the glow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the greatest pleasure a person can feel in the world, is to be in the presence of Hashem. And we're going to feel that, we're going to have that experience. He says, where is that? In the next world, after a person finishes their life, after 120, that's where they get there. And he says, how are you going to get there? The person gets to Olam Haba only by being first in Olam Hazeh, living a whole life here in this world. Fine. So, and how does a person do so? How does a person, you know, achieve all of this? That the purpose, the way to get there, the way to do your job is through the mitzvos. And the place to do the mitzvot is in this world. So I one time when I was in Rabbi Tversky's shir in yeshiva, so he raised the following problem, which is the problem I think a lot of us think about when we hear this idea. And that is that Chazal talk about this in many places, that a person's not supposed to live their life for the purpose of getting reward. We're not supposed to live our life thinking about the afterlife. We don't know much about the afterlife. That's not really our job, our goal, to be thinking constantly about Olam Haba. Really, we're a person supposed to be focused in this world. That's really our job. So what does it mean that the whole purpose of life is the next world? It's a very strange thing to hear. So he says, so Rabbi Tversky said, that this whole concept is talking about from the perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Hashem's perspective. Meaning, just like, you know, that when Hashem created man, creates a human being, what does he want? He wants us to be successful so we can then, eventually, when we're finished with all that we've accomplished in life, be able to sit back and say, wow, look what I accomplished. Be in Olam Haba and say, wow, that was an amazing life that I lived, right? Same way that a parent wants their child to be successful and be able to look back and say, wow, look how many things I overcame and what I was successful in and the family that I raised, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We want that for our children, right? So you ask me, what do I want for my kids? So I want them at the end of their life to be look back and say, wow, that was amazing. But I don't want them to spend their time in this world, you know, thinking about the end of it, per se. But it's that when they get to the end, they should be able to reflect. And that's sort of what Rabbi Tversky said, that's what the Ramchal means here. That the goal, right, for a person is to live a life that they can look back on in the end and say, wow, that was meaningful. That was full of so much value and so much, you know, greatness. I just feel so good about what I did. I overcame and I was successful and I messed up. And then I got back on the horse and I tried again, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's really the goal. And how does a person get to that place to feel at the end, wow, I lived this like very meaningful life? So the Ramchal says, I'll tell you how. Avodas Hashem, through mitzvos, right? I always joke that people often say, you know, I want a segula for this and a segula for that, and I'm going to wrap a red thing around my wrist, and I'm going to do this thing, and I'll put a key in the challah. And the truth is, we have 613 segulos. They're called the mitzvos. And what the Ramchal is saying is that it sounds so obvious, and true, he's been saying it to us the whole time, I'm not going to tell you anything that's new. I'm going to tell you things that are obvious, right? But sometimes we need to remind ourselves, like, in the end of the day, right, what is our purpose in this world? The purpose in this world is to be a successful Ovid Hashem, a person connected to Hashem and to Torah mitzvos and to other people. And the way you do that is through Torah. The way you do that is through mitzvos. We're going to talk much more about how to make that practical. But even that, I think, to pause for a minute and remind ourselves, like, this is my whole job. This is why I'm here. A person shows up at a job. They want to know, what's my purpose? What do you need me to do, right? So same thing, a person shows up in the world. And we ask Ribbono Shel Olam, like, what should I do? And he says, here. And he hands the Torah. He says, this is what you got to do. This is the handbook. This is the handbook for your purpose, your goal in the world. And as we continue to learn, we'll learn more about how exactly a person goes about fine-tuning and finding our way towards that goal.